joins us here on the mic. Coach, you get the victory here. Jefferson so improved from, when you saw them earlier in the season. Mm-hmm. So many young players on that team. So this is a win that I got to imagine has to feel really good.
Yeah, they're a strong team. I mean, we can't take them lightly, and we didn't. Mm-hmm. We had to play really hard, and we had to play consistent and strong in order to take the win, and that's what my girls did.
In set one, just to start off with that, you guys trail for a little bit, then end up taking a 20-15 lead. Jefferson makes a bit of a surge there, as they did in the second as well. You guys are able to hold them off there in set one. What did it say to the poise of your team to, see a young team with a lot of excitement, a lot of freshmen out there playing at this level for the first time, and you guys were just poised and cool and collected, and, you're able to win that first one?
Yeah, I'm proud that how my girls stay calm and poised, when they're out there. I feel like at the end of the second set, we weren't quite as calm or poised. But we work really hard on trying to keep our emotions in check. And I feel like we do for the most part. Jefferson's a strong team. They're well coached and they work hard. And they're young, but they're powerhouses. They have some incredible servers, incredible hitters, and their defense is strong as well. So we had to play tough in order to take the win.
You mentioned at the end of set two, maybe the poise wasn't quite as much there, but set three, you guys really controlled it throughout. Mm-hmm. Never really in doubt was that third set. A little bit of a run there late for Jefferson, but overall you guys controlled it. What was kind of said in the huddle, right before the third set? Because, obviously it's one set for your season as in this situation every time that you get to a third. And so kind of what was the conversation between you and the players there?
I told them in the huddle before the third set, we have got to come out with a warrior mindset. And I don't feel like we were quite the warrior mindset we needed to be in the first and the second set. Even though we won the first set, I still don't feel like our mindset was where it needed to be, quite the level it was when we played on the conference floor. I felt like they were warrior mindset both games we played that night. And I don't feel like that was quite the same level. They played hard. They played well. But we needed to step it up one more notch in order to take that third set, and my girls did that.
Coach Lamb, something that we talked about before the match and we've talked about all season, serve receive. Mm-hmm. And, at times you're not going to be perfect every time against a team that, serves like Jefferson does,
right,
of course. But it seemed like so many times, and I want to key on Maddie DeMet specifically, mm-hmm, when she moved to the back row, great pass to Gracie Smith, and then a great pass right back to DeMet for the eventual kill. That combination was working well, and mm-hmm, it all started with serve-receive. By the way, Maddie DeMet is our player of the game today. But it all started with serve-receive, and that's what you talked about, and it kind of worked out on the court for you.
Yeah, I felt like serve-receive we did well. We need to take it up another notch. But Jefferson has some really strong servers, but we had a few balls that we just didn't go on, which is not normally – us. So here and there, that's kind of goes back to that warrior mindset. We played a few points strong, and then we set back for a couple points, and we play a few strong, and when you play like that, sometimes you're lucky to be on the winning side. So luckily they came out third set really, really, really strong, and serve receive was way better.
Speaking of defense, I don't know how many digs Katie White had tonight, but I imagine it had to be quite a few. She went airborne a couple times,
yeah,
and she was just everywhere, it seemed, mm-hmm, like. And I know she's the point guard on the basketball team, but she kind of seemed like one of those players in basketball tonight where they kind of just do all the little things, and that's kind of what she was doing tonight. She was making up for certain things on defense, and she was just all out effort out there all night.
Yeah, Katie has one speed, and it's just wide open, all out all the time. And that's just how she's always played, and I appreciate that so much. There's not a time that she's not all out. There's not 1 minute of any game where she's not all in and, sacrificing her body and, onto the floor, whatever it takes to get the point, to get the ball off the floor, Katie's going to do it. And she just contributes to our team hugely because of that.
And we talk about Maddie DeMet all the time, mm-hmm, in the middle, but Kirsten Day was fantastic as well. Both of your middles were really good, and that helped you a lot at the net there. Kirsten, of course, as we've mentioned too, dealing with a little bit of a banged up ankle. I know she's doing better, but mm-hmm, for her to have that performance with the ankle, it's got to be encouraging to know that it looks like she's looking healthier out there, playing really well, battling through it, kind of that warrior mindset that you were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And it just makes it so when Maddie goes to the back row, you guys are still solid right there.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. You know, Kirsten contributes huge up there. She's got big blocking hands. You know, she's quick to the ball, and she can put the ball down, which helps. And she has Gracie up there. You know, we have a couple options. She's up there with Riley Brogan as well, who, you know, threw the ball down a few times tonight and played really well on defense. You know, my girls just worked hard and earned the win, and that's what I'm most proud of.
Well, you've got another matchup with Valley Catholic. It's the third one in like a month, maybe less. But that one's coming up. Of course, Valley got the better of you guys on your senior night, an emotional loss there, but you respond with a win right after that at the MAAA tournament against them. So 1-1 so far.
Yes.
Both matches have gone down to the wire. How excited are you for the rematch?
Super excited. You know, tomorrow's going to be a big day, and it's going to be a fun day. You know, and whichever team makes the least amount of mistakes and plays the most consistent is going to take that win. And I'm just really hoping that's my girls.
Sounds good, Coach. Well, hey, we appreciate the time, and we're looking forward to broadcasting it tomorrow. So we'll be here, and you'll be here, and everyone will be here. So it's gonna be fun. So thanks for joining us, Coach.
Thanks for the coverage. I appreciate it.
That's head coach Tara Lamb joining us from the Arcadia Valley Tigers. Always an issue with the headset.